أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين، واللعن الدائم الأبدي على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Still we with توضيح المسائل book, which is explain the issues of the verdicts, fatwa of Sayyid Sistani, and we reach to Babu Tahara, Taharat part. Here we are going to talk about the water and how many kinds of water do we have, and which is the correct, which is the good one we use for tahara, and which is the bad one or the wrong kind of water that we shouldn't use in tahara. Okay, within issue 15, water is either pure or mixed. Let me explain this for you, dear brothers and sisters. Definitely, water divided into parts, into two parts. The first part is the mixed part and the pure part. The pure part, when we said the pure water, that doesn't mean it is mixed with another thing else, just like orange juice, or just like a grape juice, or it is just like ماء الورد, flower water, or something like that. We should, when we said a pure water, it should be a pure, not mixed with anybody, with anything else. And not only that, when we came to the water, we should say it is water, a pure water, nothing else added to it, nothing else that we can say not water, but we say for example it is a juice or ma'il word. This is for the pure water. How about the mixed water? The pure water in Arabic, ma mutlaq. In English, pure water. Now, the other part of the water is the mixed water. The mixed water. And the mixed water, it is not not mutlaq, it is al-ma al-mudaf. Then we can't called it or named it as a pure water. Why? Because the water has something mixed with it which we can't named it a pure water. For Sayyid Sistani said, water is either pure or mixed. Mixed water, الماء المضاف, means the water which is obtained from something like melon juice, like melon juice. مثل عصير البطيخ. Or rose water, أو ماء الورد. Or that water in which something else is mixed. For example, so much dust is mixed in it that it may no longer be called water. For example, the water, if it is too much dust, you know what's the meaning dust? الطين, تراب in Arabic. If the water has too much dust in it, we can't name it or call it. It is a pure water. This is what we call it is a mixed water. Okay, so any water other than mixed water is called pure water. Any water other than mixed water, الماء المضاف, we call it what? A pure water. Okay, ماء المطلق. And they are of five types. The ماء المطلق, a pure water, it has what? It has five types. So what are these types? Here, so let's go back to the types of the water, and we have of the pure water, الماء المطلق, we have five types. We have كر water, we have كر water, and we have أندر. Now we are going just to take the names, then we will explain these names in details. So don't be in a hurry. Yes, we have كر water and we have أندر كر water. That is what we call it, قليل. Running water, that's what we call it, الماء الجاري. Rain water, ماء المطر, and water of well, ماء البئر. So according to the types of the water, which water? Is it the mixed water or the pure water, ماء المطلق? It is the pure water. We have five types of the pure water. They are كر water, they are under كر water, ماء القليل, running water, ماء الجاري, rain water, ماء المطر, water of well, وماء البئر. According to the first type of water, which is كر water, we reach to issue number 16, and still we are in Taharat book, and we talk about the كر water. Water which fills a container whose length, breadth, and depth are 3.5 spans each is equal to a كر. You see that Sayyid Sistani is giving us how much is the كر, how much, what is the size of the container that has the كر. He said that water which fills a container, you know, a container, it is just like the red or the white containers that all the houses nowadays put it up on the roof and they fill it with water. So this is why we call it a container, khazan. So water which fills a container whose length, breadth and depth are 3.5 spans each is equal to a curve. In this case, we can see that from the sides, that said Sistani said, let me check exactly how much this in Arabic. If I go to here, maybe I have Masa'il Muntakhaba, and then I'll check the size. Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. Maybe it is not at Al Masa' Al Muntakhaba, but maybe if we check it at yes, at Minhaj Al Salihin. All right. So, kur, it is actually now exactly where's the issue, about 36 spans. Here said it is 3.5 spans each, 3.5 spans from each side is equal kur. Based on this, the volume of water, yes, the volume of water will be 42,875 cubic span. Though it is 36 cubic span is enough to determine kur by weight is not free from ishkal. You see, brothers and sisters, so Sayyid Sistani, he said that the volume of water will be what? 42,875 cubic span. Though 36 cubic span is enough to determine kur by weight is not free from ishkal. Why Sayyid Sistani is measuring the kur by what? By volume, not by weight. Did you notice this? It is very important point, because Sayyid Sistani said that the kinds of water or the types of water, a difference from the sea water, the river water, from the rain water. So the way it is completely sometimes or mostly it is different. For that he takes the volume in a state of weight. He said if you take weight as a measure for kur, it is not free from ishkal. It has what? It has ishkal. So he needs from us to take kur according to what? According to volume, not according to weight. Within issue 17, if essential najasat like urine, bowel, blood, dam, or anything which has become najis, like a najis cloth, like a najis cloth, falls in cool water, and if the water acquires the smell, color, or taste of that najasat, it becomes najis. But if it does not, then it is not najis. Let me explain this to you. Here, if you have a kor, okay, if you have a kor water, yes, a container which it has a kor water, okay, and you have a najis cloth, whatever the najasa, just like urine, bowel, blood, or anything else. But what is the important, that this cloth is najis. So what should I do? If the water acquires, you know what's the meaning of acquires, that this kur water has been changed, like the smell, the color, or taste of that najasat. What does that mean? That means if the water, the kur water, if its color or its smell or its taste has changed to that najasat, of that najasat. So now, is the kur still tahir, or it became najis? Yes, if one of the three, the smell, the color, or taste of the water, or maybe all of them, has been changed, acquires to the smell or color or taste of that najasat, so it becomes najis. But if it does not, if the smell of the water or the color of the water or the taste of the water is still as it is, not has been changed, so then it is not najis. So do you understand this, dear brothers and sisters, that the adjectives of the water, just like the smell, the color, or taste, if they are changed, if they are changed according to the smell or the taste or what, the color of the najasa, if the water changed these three adjectives according to the smell, color, or taste of the najasa, so the water now is najis. Yes. If the water, when I drop that najis cloth in it, still it is pure, nothing is changed, no the smell, no the color, no the taste has been changed, so the water is still pure and still it is tahir. Right? Okay. Now, within issue number 19, if you have a question, you can write to me, please. Issue number 19, if an essential najasat like blood, first up there we took urine, blood, or something like that. Here, if an essential najasat like blood, etc., reaches water which is more than kur, I have water and this water, it is more than kur not kur, but it is more than kur. And if the najasa, like blood, like urine, it reached to the kur, to the more than kur, and change the smell, color, or taste of a part of it, and a part of that water, which it is more than kur, has been changed. Changed with what? Changed with color of the urine, for example, or the blood. Changed with the color of the najas, let's say, generally. Change with the smell of the najas. Change with what is the third one? Yes. Changed taste of it. So, and the water, it is more than what? It is more than kur. Okay. But if the unchanged part, if the unchanged part is less than kur, let's go back to the beginning of this issue. If an essential najas like blood, etc., reach water, which is more than kur, more than a kur, and change the smell, color, or taste of the part of it, if the unchanged part is less than a kur, unchanged, that means not changed part, which is less than kur, the entire water becomes najis. Why? Because the larger rate of the water has been what? Has been changed to the najis. So maybe somebody said, yes, but it is more than a kur, and still we have part of the water still not najis. We said, yes, but is mostly the larger rate of this water, it became what? It became najis. So all of the water, it is najis. Why? Because najasa moves, tesri, because najasa moves through what? Through wet, through rutuba. But if the unchanged part is one kur or more, now Sayyid said, if the unchanged, what does that mean, unchanged? That means this water is still as it is, still smell, taste, color of the water still as it is, not changed according to the najasa. So then the only that part which has changed will be najis. So here, if the other part has been changed, and this part, it is lesser than what? The larger part, and that larger part, which is not changed. So which one is najis and which one is tahir? The less part, which is changed according to najasa, either smell or taste or color, that will be najis. And the larger or more than one kur or more, that will be what? That will be tahir. Not like the first one. The first one, we see that all of the water has been changed to what? Has been changed the color or the taste or the color, taste, and smell. Okay, it is very easy, it is not difficult. Let me explain this again. if you have what? More than a core. More than a core. And if najis came and inside this water, which is more than a core. Okay, more than a core. If part of it became or changed through, like what? Like to the najis, like the color, taste, smell. We see how much this, it is the larger rate, it is the most of the score. If it is the most of the score has been changed according to najis, so all the water is najis. Okay? Other thing, if you said no, not most of the water changed, just a little bit of it is changed and the other is still as it is, nothing changed, neither the smell, neither the taste, neither the color. We say only the part which is being changed, that is najis, while the other, it is not najis. Okay, now within issue number 20, yes, if water of a spring is connected to curve, of water of a spring connected to curve, the water of the spring will make najis water clean, tahir, pak. Let's say if we have, you know, spring ma'al yanbu', yes, if a water of a spring connected to what? Connected to a core. And let's suppose that core, it was what? Najis. But because it is connected to a spring water, the water of spring will make najis water clean. Will make what? Najis water clean. Tahir. Pak. But if it falls on the najis water, a drop by drop, but if that spring water came not connected, but it comes to najis, just like a rain, drop by drop, qatra bi qatra, so it will not make it clean. That will never make that kurwat clean. You say, but it is connected. We say, nah, it is not connected, just like the first picture. The first picture, it is the spring water connected to what? To cur completely, not a drop falls, not falls on the najis water drop by drop. It will not make it clean, tahir. Okay, so except when something is placed over the spring, except what? When something is placed over the spring so that before the drops are formed, it connects the najis water. Better still, if the water of the spring is totally merged with the najis water, this will continue and explain it tomorrow inshallah. And remind me, we still in within issue number 20. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.